So I take you to... So this, I saw this on Twitter, but I guess this was originally put out on Instagram. And you're hip with that, right, Julie?
Taco Tuesday!
A gluten-free pizza?
Right.
Everyone's doing it. I started it.
We need to talk at some point about LeBron, but we'll deal with that.
I heard two Lakers have been diagnosed positive, but they didn't say who.
Doesn't that seem a little weird to you?
And so some are speculating like it has to be LeBron because LeBron wouldn't allow anyone else to announce it but LeBron. But it does seem weird just to say two Lakers.
It does. Especially when we know that Kevin Durant got it and was it Marcus Smart? Can't remember
what
he
has.
Well. Yeah, and he put up a video like, hey, be very, very safe. I'm just envisioning a day where LeBron goes to Instagram and has a Taco Tuesday-like viral sensation to announce this, but we digress.
A viral sensation?
Haha.
Anyway, so in today in Twitter, we're going to look at Gal Gadot. I believe that's how you pronounce Wonder Woman's name.
Mm-hmm.
Gal Gadot face.
She's...
perfect.
Never seen Wonder Woman. That Wonder Woman. Grew up, of course, knowing Linda Carter as Wonder Woman, and was always thinking, you can't get better than that. Although Gal Gadot seems like she could give her a run for the money. But I haven't seen the movie or anything, so I'm, basing it all on who's hotter. And, they both seem to be very attractive. They don't seem to be getting homely, dumpy Wonder Woman yet. That may happen in the future. We're not woke enough as of this...
The Chewbacca moth.
This thing is... the next Wonder Woman. That's what we're going to get coming out of this whole thing. The whole world is going to change, Jake.
You thought it was over with Lady Ghostbuster.
Well, she did something that I think she thought was being nice and good, and the internet is roasting her for it. She is getting killed online. And what she did was put out a little music video of a bunch of her and her celebrity friends each singing a different line from the song Imagine. I will play a little of it for you here, Mino. I need mini one, if that makes a difference for you. And maybe I need to turn it up on my own thing. Here we go. On
sports.
Crank it, Glenn!
On the ticket.
You do that, Glenn.
Oh, wait, no, that's the IJB challenge set to Twitter. Or set to Frozen.
Now, she did that.
Which is also pretty good, just the...
I don't know.
I think I could.
All right.
It's beautiful, really.
Now, let's go to Gal Gadot.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try.
So we're switching celebrity to celebrity.
No hell below us.
Above us on this sky.
Kristen Wiig.
Imagine all the people.
James Marsden.
Living.
That's Sarah Silverman.
For today.
I love her.
Imagine there's
Eddie
no
Benjamin. Don't know who that is.
It isn't hard to
Jimmy Fallon.
Do.
Nothing to care
Natalie
or
Portman.
Die for. And no religion.
Zoe Kravitz.
Imagine all the people.
We're going to move up. Linda Carter is going to be next, actually. She's Wonder Woman. There's a lot of production there.
You may say that I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one.
You get the point, right? That's Amy Adams.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to go on much other celebrities, including Will Ferrell is going to chime in there. Mark Ruffalo. Maya Rudolph is last. She'll end this whole thing. Which my kids, I had them watch this video and comment last night, and they were like, the Idiocracy.
Meh.
No, they love Idiocracy.
That's, I'm so happy.
Terrible parent.
As a father.
That I've allowed them to watch Idiocracy, but.
It prepared them mentally for what is to come.
They're kind of at an age when just about anything goes now. Well, so this is not being received well online, anywhere. Nobody is doing the, oh, wow, isn't this great that all these celebrities got together and put out this video and wanted just to remind us of peace and love and a good message that John Lennon wrote about many years ago. It's more being framed as, hey, look at these super rich celebrities who want you to see this before you die. Like she, Gal Gadot, who put this together, said she saw a video of an Italian man playing Imagine on the trumpet. That's another today in Twitter. We're seeing a lot of videos from Italy where people are hanging out their windows in their apartment complexes singing songs together. And it's,
man, I tell you, when we're doing this, when we're teamed up, this is the time where urban sprawl and the way we live in places like Texas for the most part sucks. Because if you're telling me I could post up on the stoop, the balcony, with all my neighbors, the people across the street, blast some tunes, have some drinks, feel like you're actually still seeing other people, like in those videos you see in Italy, those look great.
In Spain, they're doing like community workouts where someone's out on the balcony that's a, some sort of workout instructor, and then they're all doing it together.
Right. I mean, if you're in the suburbs, you're just kind of there, right? Whether you know your neighbor or not, you can't go to their house. You probably can't go to the park, right? Most public parks are closed.
They're closed.
So Italy and Europe, they're living right here. That would be cool. We could go out there and play the IJB.
Yeah, but you can go hang out in your big yard. And,
that's not what
know,
I need right
that,
now.
Need you need community
humans.
Involvement?
Yes.
Interaction.
Yeah.
People. All those things.
Country
driving,
Saturday.
Car stuff.
Yeah, I need Country Saturday.
Community Garth Brooks.
Well, maybe one of those, you know, startups that the senator in bought stock in will boom, and you'll be able to just see everybody on your video screen. So, like, here's a paragraph from one of the many articles that are out there ripping this thing. Is in a country where only the privileged seem to have access to adequate testing, the last thing we want is to watch a remix of rich people quarantining in their mansions, telling us to imagine a better world. Yet here we are, obsessively watching this video because it's so tone deaf that we can't look away.
I totally agree. I think it's, you know, it's gross. I think watching Ellen call her famous friends on her veranda is gross. It doesn't seem like they get it at a time when a lot of these celebrities in Hollywood or, you know, even sports stars are kind of coming under attack for the fact that it's being thrown in regular people's faces that they can't get tested while the aforementioned celebrities can. Like, just maybe sit out the social media.
How about this? Baker Mayfield donated $50,000. Or I guess it's some kind of a North Texas food bank, but a whatever, Northern Ohio, same kind of thing.
Right.
He's going to match every donation up to $50,000. So whatever this organization is, we'll get $100,000 because certainly people are going to donate, especially when they hear Baker's going to. I looked at his video on Twitter, and below it, if you look at the comments, there are a little dusting of, hey, great job. Thanks, Baker. There's way more Cheesecake Factory parking lot jokes. And there's also a good number of $50,000 out of your $9 million you have guaranteed, or you know what I mean? Like, so $50,000 we scoff at because he could afford more.
Yeah, I think people that take runs at you for that I think that's pretty lame. I think if he had posted a video of himself singing with his wife and said, hope that makes you feel better, and that's it.
So you're not criticizing $50,000?
No.
Even if it's below?
No, that's not.
But it's also, well, it's not just a look at me thing. It's imploring others to give too. Because
exactly.
if you did a look at me, I gave $20. That would be akin to him giving $50,000. I'm thinking what $20 would mean to you.
But then what if I said, you know, and everybody else, I'll match that sort of thing. I mean, you know, give what you can, I guess. And we're all trying to pitch in, but there's no message attached to that social media video of Imagine at all. It's just them entertaining themselves. It's just masturbatory. Who is going to watch
that again
and feel better?
I'm just looking at Gal Gadot.
The point is he's giving. You know, it's not up to us to judge how much. When we do this to the filthy rich all the time, like, oh, you're only donating a million.
Right, when in reality, it's to me, it's a wrong-headed approach to yell at a celebrity giving 50 grand whenever he makes 6 million when it's not our job to handle these things. Right, it's the people we elect and pay taxes to's job. So to turn on each other, even for somebody like Baker, to me that just feels silly.
Okay, so at least they're doing something. Gail Godot is just doing nothing.
And if she's doing something, then just put that out. Even if it is
self-celebrating.
But what's the awareness?
I'm aware that Gail Godot is friends with Will Ferrell.
And the famous people
have
enough time on their hands and are enjoying life so much.
How can we parody this?
I'll tell you another thing.
What can we do where we each do something and put it out?
We have a weekend or
we
a
do
lot
have
of time
a week.
To
we
think
have
about
time
it.
To
we can all say a line of Bob's long question.
Oh.
Put it out.
How about my pig?
That'd be okay. good too.
Let's each say a line of a little. Okay.
I love it.
We'll workshop this. It's in fact, I think Bob, is he going to be in studio next? We having a hard line in studio?
He will.
Have you booked them?
I have.
Okay, that's on the table.